Harry at 6:58 on Q105. It's the morning after. In for Denny's show today. It's Eric and Bumble Ashley, Paul the producer.
Good morning.
Goa, if you're looking for a good gift, but make sure they know about it. Dogs are on sale. There's lowered adoption rates over with my friends at Lucas County Canine Care and Control. I believe it's $5 for the adoption, which includes lots of things that you need, including the license, till 8. And then 8 to 10, it's $10. And then 10 to noon for Black Friday at Lucas County Canine Care and Control, it's $15. Usually it's $125 to adopt a dog. But if you've been looking for a furry companion, a canine companion, and it would make for a good holiday gift, make sure the person knows where to be getting it for yourself. You're saving a lot of money, and you're helping to adopt a dog. Adopt, don't shop. It's, let's see, 6:59. So there's a Drake story I want to mix in, because I have an answer now, but we'll start our entertainment segment here with Danny Masterson. Does anybody watch or know, like, he's famous for the 70s show, right?
Yes.
And that's it.
He's on a show called, it's called The Ranch. It's on Netflix with Ashton Kutcher as well.
I actually watched the both seasons of it, and it was a pretty good show. It's like old schooly sitcom, ha 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 ha, as like things are happening, and yeah, it was pretty interesting.
So apparently there have been some allegations towards him, and like with Harvey Weinstein, these have, I guess, always floated and circled around him. But why this is news, it's for two reasons. One, some people feel there's some hypocrisy with the allegations that are that he's trapped and caught up in. While his show goes on, Kevin Spacey has all these allegations and they yanked him. We'll see if House of Cards goes on, but at the very least, he won't be on any future seasons of House of Cards.
Right.
But this Netflix show, The Ranch, will continue on amid these allegations. The other thing is, his publicists came out and at least suggested that a woman cannot be raped by a man she's in a relationship with, as she defended the actor against the allegations from his ex-girlfriend. In October of last year, publicist Jenny Weinman was on the phone with one of the four women who say Masterson drugged and raped them in the early 2000s, accusations he strongly denies. They were discussing the allegations of Chrissy Bixler, Masterson's former girlfriend, who had just tweeted that he raped her while they were dating back in 2001. The recording was obtained by the Huffington Post and published on Thursday, as Masterson's acting career hangs in the balance of the ongoing police investigation, which was prompted by Bixler's allegation and the claims of three others. Also wrapped up in all this is people believe the assaults were squashed by the fact that they were all wrapped up in Scientology at the time. And I think we're all familiar with how they work,
the crazy house,
and with Tom Cruise and Leah Remini and her book out there now. Bixler stayed quiet for years out of fear of retribution and adherence to Scientology rules, which state members of the church do not report one another to the police. When she and Masterson had broken up and she left the religion, she contacted law enforcement with her claims. Weinman, again, the publicist, had poked holes in the timing of her claims. In a statement to the Huffington Post about the recording, she said it was illogical for any sexual abuse victim to wait so long before reporting it, and said, "I never saw anything but a consensual relationship." Her claims coming after almost 16 years were surprising and shocking, to say the least. "My conversation with any alleged victim came from a place of sincerity and curiosity as to why they would wait and why now."
I think the whole thing is a little crazy. I mean, the Scientology, I'm not a judgy person, but if you are into Scientology, I am judging you.
Oh, sure.
Like, there is some crazy stuff that's happening there. There's crazy stuff that's covered up, and it is just an oddball work of art over there.
The second accuser was also a member of the Church of Scientology. She filed her police report in 2004 and was excommunicated as a result. So he is in some serious trouble here. And again, as to the why wait, it's the same story. And I think there's a lot of validity to it. People are afraid of retribution, especially from powerful people, and whether it be business or Hollywood, and the fear that they won't be believed. But now people are, women and others who have been sexually assaulted, whatever their sex is, they feel empowered because people are coming forward and there is strength in those numbers.
I agree. I mean, I think there's, and I've heard stories just on, you know, in my own woman life where, you know, things happen and you like bury that stuff deep. You kind of forget that it ever happened. And then things start talking and then it's like, oh, now I'm thinking about it every day because it was gone for a long time.
I'm the first one to tell you that if you're, you know, anything rapey, then you need to burn. I have no problem with that.
Right.
But at the same time now, it's a tough road because it's 01, 04, whatever you I said the news.
Right.
How the hell are you supposed to...
Yeah.
How are you supposed to prove that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, if he did it, bye, you're done. But, I mean, that's I feel bad for especially the women who felt that way that could not come out and just dime them out in a minute because now it's so many years. How? How do you prove it?
The only way to corroborate any of the stuff is to use the Bill Cosby outline. And if all the stories seem to match up,
there's a
very high likelihood of guilt. What's the Pink and Channing Tatum story, Ashley?
Yeah, so Channing Tatum... As, you know, 95% of women love someone that everyone loves.
Who are the 5%? Are they lesbians?
No, because I'm pretty sure lesbians love him, too.
You're probably right.
It's just people that hate people,
maybe.
And
some guys.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Who
won
it? Look at that beautiful piece of art. Channing Tatum is in the Pink Beautiful Trauma video. So the song that she just sang at the award show where she was sliding and dancing down the amazing building. It's like a 50s-themed thing, and it's very, like, good wife and little housekeeper and some morning wood in the instance and then the video and... Yeah, who wouldn't have some with Channing Tatum around, right? You would, I'm sure.
He's not my type.
What? What is your type?
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh.
You like him prettier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not so built, just prettier.
Yeah, hard to explain.
Understood.
I have a list, but then again...
I have a list.
Idris Elba.
Oh, yeah.
He's my chocolate love, but there are others.
Sure.
It's all over the map.
Who is your crush? Channing Tatum?
I don't know. Yeah, you know, because Channing can bench press me, and I don't know if I like that or not. But, yeah, I like your Ryan Reynolds. I like your Ryan Gosling.
He's too sensitive for me.
He is sensitive.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the only one that cries afterwards.
Somebody tweeted Ryan Reynolds yesterday. I know that there are people who do not want unsolicited pictures. Women don't want unsolicited pictures of your penis.
Correct.
But there was a woman yesterday who tweeted, Ryan, can I see your balls?
Oh.
Interesting. So not even like the
Did he
penis.
Get back?
He did reply back to her. I retweeted it. I forget what the response was.
Awesome.
Oh. He said, "Lady, that just played over my phone to my daughter at Thanksgiving."
Oh my goodness.
One more story here. Did anybody see the Drake commercial during football yesterday?
No.
Okay. Drake's corny, right?
Yes.
All right. This looked like pinnacle corniness for Drake. He's at a bar. He's dressed in all black, like a whiskey type bar, like a cigar place. All black, turtleneck. There's a woman older than him, but very beautiful across the room. He has his whiskey and he walks over to her and then she walks right by him. And then he's got corny Drake face on. Do we know what corny Drake face is?
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got corny Drake face. And this older gentleman comes over and says, "Nice turtleneck, son." Like making fun of him, and he gets the girl. So, have I painted a good enough picture?
Yes.
I'm like, why would I get that Drake can poke fun of himself? It's almost like a Saturday Night Live type thing.
Yeah.
It is for this whiskey or scotch called Virginia Black.
Virginia Black?
That's
his dad.
Oh.
So his dad gets the girl.
Oh.
Interesting.
I didn't read that until just 10 minutes ago.
Like, old people drink Virginia Black?
I don't know. And Nicole Murphy. Who's Nicole Murphy? Should I know her?
Nicole Murphy.
I don't know who that is.
So
I'm not good with names. If I saw a face, maybe I'd know her.
Now I'm like, why would Drake play into his corniness for this cool whiskey or whatever? Like, is he trying to do Ciroc? Like Puffy or whatever? Is this his thing? But I get it. It's his dad.
Very cute.
It's 7:07. It's the morning after. Eric Bumble, Ashley Paul, the producer, in for Denny's show. We'll hear from him a little bit after 8 o'clock. It's Q105. And we will do a panel of ladies in just a couple of minutes. So if you are up, around, and about, and if you are standing in line or whatever you are doing, we would like to talk to you. I have questions for you. If you used to listen to the show on the other station, that was the ladies panel. This will be the panel of ladies. We will get your calls in less than 10 minutes. Sit tight.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios.
This is Q105 WQQ.